joined on the phone right now by Jay Kutcher. Jay, thank you so much for taking the time to chat today. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, anytime, Jay. So I want to ask you about your new tune, Another You, in just a little bit. But I was reading about a little bit about kind of your musical story. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but you come from more of a pop background. And if that's true, what kind of led you down the country music path?
Yeah, totally, man. I did kind of three albums in French. It was more pop music. And, you know, the pandemic was kind of really hard for a lot of musicians. You can feel that probably. And for me, it was kind of really kind of confusing. And I was not, you know, I didn't have a lot of pleasure doing pop anymore. And I was I was searching for a new start, you know. And I completely fell in love with country music, and I find it was the perfect home for my voice and my tone. And I, you know, when I was listening to some Thomas Rhett, Cody Johnson, Keith Urban, I was kind of, man, I need to do that. You know, that's my new home, so let's do that.
That's cool. So some of those artists that you just mentioned, are those kind of the artists that you kind of look up to and kind of are big fans of, and you want to kind of emulate your music with those artists? Are those kind of the ones you look up to?
Yeah, totally. And I'm still writing some songs right now, and I'm really inspired by those guys and, you know, the vibe of Brett Young, Keith Urban, and all those guys, Russell Dickerson also. So it's really cool because I think country music right now is really open, and there's a lot of new pop country music, and so it really talks to me. And I love also Kane Brown, you know, all that kind of stuff. It really fits my vibe.
Love it. Again, joined right now by Jay Kutcher. And Jay, let's talk about your brand new tune, Another You. I've been listening to this one. It's a great song. Can you tell us a little bit about this one and kind of the story behind it and how this one came to be written?
Yeah, no, I didn't written. It was offered to me because it was a great song written by Trent Harmon and Michael Lawton and Jeffrey Eat. Those guys were really good. And, you know, that was really interesting because in this journey, because it was it's a new adventure, new country music to me. I've been, you know, I'm keep writing some really cool songs. But the first time I heard this one, it was proposed to me by my producer, Danny Dupel, in Nashville. And it was Trent Harmon that was singing it. And I was kind of, man, this vibe is really mine. This voice, the demo was kind of, I was really charmed by this song. And I was saying, yeah, man, that's me. So I need to do this. So I fell
that's
in love
awesome.
With the song, and that's it.
That's cool. I love kind of hearing the process behind that one. And kind of, so when songs do get pitched to you, I guess, and more specifically in this case, do you know pretty quickly if you want to record it? Is that kind of how this happened for you when you heard this one? You're like, I got to have this one?
Yeah, totally, man. It was a game changer because at first sight, I was, you know, writing some music, listening to some, you know, pitching songs and everything. And when I heard this one, I knew that it was going to be my first release because it was the perfect, you know, the perfect balance between pop and country music.
Love it. I love it. It's a great tune. Again, called Another You. Again, joined on the phone right now by Jay Kutcher. And Jay, couple more questions before we let you go. Let's take it back a little bit to kind of when you first kind of started doing music, even on the pop side. Now, you're from Quebec, I believe. Whereabouts in Quebec are you from? And kind of what's the story? Is music always something that you wanted to be a part of growing up?
Yeah, man, always. I learned guitar at kind of 8 years old with my father, and everybody was kind of singing in my house. It was, you know, music was always my, you know, my first plan. I didn't have another one. So after that, you know, I studied music at the university in Quebec. And after several years, I released my first EP, and I did The Voice. in Montreal, and finally I was in the Final Four, and after that I did my three pop album. So I always kind of, you know, I was always in music, so there was no B plan for me.
I you know what? Love it. You know what? Music is just, let's just go all in with it. You know what? And living that way, no regrets as well, which I love it. I love it. Go all in with your dream. And that's just great advice and a great way to live. And I absolutely love it. Jay, before we let you go, I do want to kind of ask you about what's on the way for you here in 2023. Are you hoping to be busy playing some live shows, maybe around the summertime and festival season, maybe there in Eastern Canada, around Quebec, or maybe other places? But what's kind of this year looking like for you in 2023?
Yeah, it's going to be a really interesting year because, you know, that project is completely new. So this career in country music is kind of really new also. And I'm really happy because, you know, the song is really well received. So thank you for playing it, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And so
no,
that's really cool. So we're planning to do some shows here in Quebec, but also in Toronto, and doing some co-writes in Nashville also. And so it's going to be a year of all new things. So yeah, a lot
that's
of shows,
awesome.
A lot of new songs. And I'm going to release my first EP in maybe next fall.
Awesome. That's very cool. So congratulations on that. And we are definitely looking forward to what is on the way from you. Jay, I really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. Again, we wish you all the best. I'm sure we'll catch up down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, man. It was a pleasure. Thank you.